competition, you know.
So you're practicing for the Sunday Press Fashion Competition this coming Sunday, where the prize is £2,500 worth of double glazing and loft or cavity wall insulation?
From T.J. Lawler Windows, eh?
And cape insulation. Sure, I'll help you, Inspector. I'm very lucky.
I know, Kelly, I know. But tell me more now about this warehouse job.
Do us a favor.
T.J. Lawler Windows and Cape Insulation. For a unique deal in home insulation, see the Sunday Press this coming Sunday or phone 801-981 and order your free brochure.
If you're in a band and you've got
a demo tape which we can play on Stick It In Your Ear,
then all you have to do is send us a tape, preferably 7.5 or 15 IPS quarter inch, to
Stick It In Your Ear.
Stick It In Your Ear.
Stick It In Your Ear.
19 Other Street, Dublin 2. Or you can telephone 604-043. That's 604-043. Monday to Friday from 10 till 7.
Stick it in your ear, eh?
The best music on Radio Nova.
Keep up, getting ready for the moon. I'm a happy,
Yes. Thank you. breath comes.
If all the state means to you is Miami Beach, you're not going to like this.
New Orleans, midnight, and the action in the cellars gets wild.
Fifth Avenue, New York City. Biting a Big Apple right down at a tip.
Nashville, Tennessee. Music's the name of the game, and the game gets hot. Yeehaw!
Ready for the rest of America? You're ready for club travel. I tail it to Lower Abbey Street and pick up the club travel brochure. This time, the state is going to cost you a lot less, and it just might blow your mind.
Go, club travel.
Hickey's have a brand new branch right in the heart of Dublin.
Where?
Downstairs in Penny's. Hickey's new branch where you can choose from the same superb range of quality fabrics and buy all your sewing accessories. Where?
Downstairs in Penny's.
Hickey's have the fashion fabrics to make beautiful clothes for your family.
And beautiful curtains for your home. Where?
Downstairs in Penny's.
In Mary Street.
Make it beautiful. Make it right. Make it with fabric from Hickey's.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 88 kilohertz, megahertz in the FM stereo band and on 846 kilohertz in the AM band, this is Radio Nova, where the time now is exactly 1 o'clock.
Nova World News Summary with Sybil Fennell and Ken Hammond. The headlines. The British Defence Secretary will make a detailed statement this afternoon on yesterday's attack on the HMS Sheffield. An emergency meeting of the British Cabinet is being held at present, and the United Nations will privately discuss Ireland's call for a ceasefire. Other headlines, a report out today says Ireland is a good risk for credit. Four youths have been killed on the West Bank, and in the United States, a Turkish diplomat has been shot dead. Good afternoon. An emergency meeting of the full British Cabinet began just over an hour ago in Downing Street, following a meeting of the inner Cabinet with Mrs. Thatcher earlier this morning. The Cabinet is considering the latest developments in the Falklands crisis and the implications of yesterday's successful attack on the British destroyer HMS Sheffield. Defence experts are said to be questioning the vulnerability of the British fleet as revealed by the attack. The British Defence Secretary, Mr. Knott, is to make a detailed statement on the incident to the Commons this afternoon, and the government is likely to face increased opposition to its policy in the dispute. 73 Labour MPs have signed a Commons motion calling for an immediate truce.
The HMS Sheffield, a 4,000-ton destroyer and one of the most modern ships in the Royal Navy, suffered a direct hit from an Exocet missile fired from a low-flying Argentine aircraft yesterday. A journalist on board the task force flagship, HMS Hermes, said the missile was fired from inside the exclusion zone. Subsequently, the crew of the Sheffield fought to control the fire on board for several hours, he said, but were eventually ordered to abandon ship. They were transferred to a second vessel, so far not named, and the seriously injured were flown by helicopter to HMS Hermes. At least 30 of the 270 sailors on board the destroyer died in the attack. All of those who abandoned the ship were rescued, but some of them suffered severe burns and shock. The British Defence Ministry has still not confirmed that the Sheffield has sunk. Last night it was reported to be still afloat and blazing in the South Atlantic. A Harrier jump jet pilot was also killed yesterday when his plane was shot down by anti-aircraft fire over the Falklands. It's now known that his plane was flown from the HMS Hermes. He's been named as Lieutenant Nicholas Taylor, who came from Dorset.
Argentina has confirmed the attack on the Sheffield, saying that it was carried out by three French-built fighter bombers armed with Exocet missiles. They've also claimed that a second vessel was hit and that two other Sea Harriers had been shot down, but this has not been verified in London. The Defence Ministry has said that only one Harrier was brought down and its pilot killed. The Argentine authorities also said that about 750 men have now been rescued after the sinking of the cruiser the General Belgrano, after it was torpedoed by a British submarine, and that the search for other survivors is continuing. The latest hostilities are believed to have accelerated diplomatic efforts to resolve the crisis. Britain's ambassador in Washington, Sir Nicholas Henderson, had an unscheduled meeting with the American Secretary of State, Mr. Haig, who was reported to have suggested a 48-hour ceasefire. The United Nations Secretary General, Mr. Pérez de Cuellar, has put new proposals to both sides in the dispute and requested a reply not later than today. His proposals are believed to be aimed at establishing a mechanism for the resumption of negotiations, but there are no details. Ireland's call for a ceasefire will be considered in private consultations with the Security Council later today. The government, in a statement yesterday, had called for an immediate meeting of the Security Council to prepare a resolution urging an immediate cessation of hostilities on both sides and the negotiation of a diplomatic settlement under UN auspices. They also called for the lifting of economic sanctions against Argentina, which, the statement said, the Irish government now considered inappropriate. Late last night, however, the Taoiseach, Mr. Hohe, agreed to delay the call for an emergency meeting of the Security Council to facilitate discussion of the new peace proposals put forward by the UN Secretary-General. EEC foreign ministers are meeting this weekend, and they may review EEC sanctions against Argentina.
And now the rest of the news. The Taoiseach, speaking during the resumed budget, during the resumed debate on the budget and the Dáil, has warned that more taxation may have to be imposed if extra expenditure for essential purposes cannot be met by cuts in spending elsewhere. The possibilities of extra revenue are becoming increasingly limited, Mr. Hawhey said, and this must be realised. According to a report from the international firm of Dan and Broadstreet, Ireland is a good risk for credit. The company, which advises international firms on foreign investment, says, however, that only hesitant steps have been taken to correct what they call our grave economic problems. The report says that Ireland's credit rating and political stability is first class, but warns that continued government dependence on junior coalition or minority parties could undermine long-term international business confidence in Ireland. Because of such dependence, successive governments had been discouraged from implementing the kind of firm economic policy needed internationally, because of fears that the results of such policy might be unpalatable to minority representatives. The report says our economic problems are grave, and it described our economic rating as moderate. However, it refers to what it called worrying signs that the government is not sufficiently committed to keeping the day-to-day deficit within reasonable bounds. There's a need, it says, to modernize our road and telephone systems if we're to remain an attractive location for foreign investors. And there's been a warning that many more Irish firms will go out of business. The warning was given at a Dublin seminar by an accountant, Mr. Hugh Cooper. Business confidence here is deteriorating rapidly, said Mr. Cooper, and further closures are inevitable. The main reason for this decline, he said, was that Irish wages were approaching those of other European countries, whilst productivity was not.
CIE say that members of the National Busmen's Union are still refusing to work on faulty buses at the Donnybrook depot, and services operating from there were again affected today. Lord Gowrie, the Deputy Northern Secretary, has said it was understandable and legitimate that some people in Northern Ireland do not accept Britain's sovereignty. Both the Irish and British traditions are permanent, he said, and Ireland as a whole and the British Isles as a whole must learn to accommodate them.
The new Lord Mayor of Belfast will be the official unionist, Mr. Tommy Patton. Mr. Patton says his main aim is to bring new industry into the city, and he's prepared to come to Dublin in his attempt to do so. The 19-year-old policewoman who was shot yesterday in an IRA attack is still seriously ill in hospital. The constable killed in the same attack, 21-year-old Alan Caskey, will be buried tomorrow. There was some minor trouble in West Belfast last night. Two petrol bombs were thrown in a housing estate, and another was flung at police in the Clonard area. An RUC mobile patrol has found a store of 1,700 milk bottles, which they think were intended for use in making petrol bombs. They were discovered in an empty house in the Ardoyne area of North Belfast. Fire has badly damaged a disused supermarket in Derry. As yet, it's not clear how the blaze started. 1,700 engineering workers at the Michelin factory in Mullusk have gone on strike. Their action is in support of workers in Burnley, Lancashire, who are opposing the planned introduction of a new shift system. 700 other workers at the Ballymena plant have voted not to strike. The Mullusk men will meet again to discuss the position.
In Spain, the director of a nuclear power plant under construction in the Basque region has been shot dead by separatist guerrillas. He was attacked while riding into his Bilbao city office in a taxi and was found to be dead on arrival at hospital. Last year, Basque guerrillas killed the plant's chief engineer. And in northern Spain, five people have died and at least 25 have been injured after two trains were involved in a head-on collision near the town of San Lander. Four Palestinian youths were killed this morning in the Israeli-occupied West Bank when a mine they were handling exploded. The incident happened near the town of Yanin. Two youths were injured in Gaza following disturbances there. From Nepal, it's reported that two Soviet climbers have reached the Everest summit. They're the first Russians to have scaled the peak. The ascent was made via the southwest face. And the former British Labour Party MP, Lord Yana, has died in London. He was 89.
In Britain, engineering union leaders are meeting to consider what action to take over the closure of two British rail plants. The largest rail union, the National Union of Railwaymen, has already threatened a national rail strike if the closure of the workshops go ahead. British Rail say they have to close the plants and there's no other way to bring about the immediate savings required. In Britain, Dockers leaders will be meeting later today to decide if the national dock strike should go ahead on Monday next. The Transport Workers' Union has said there was little progress with talks held to attempt to avert the stoppage at the Department of Employment. The dispute is over union attempts to extend the dock labour scheme, which virtually guarantees registered dockers a job for life. A Turkish diplomat has been shot dead in the United States. Turkey's honorary consul for New England, Mr. Orhan Honduz, was assassinated in a Boston suburb by a guerrilla group who call itself the Justice Commanders of the Armenian Genocide. Mr. Honduz was hit by 9 bullets as he was driving his car in heavy traffic. It was the second killing this year of a Turkish diplomat in the United States.
Financial news now. With the escalation of the Falklands crisis, the pound sterling opened very weak this morning at 82.90. Rumours from the stock exchange of a ceasefire have helped slightly, and currently it's standing at 82.50. The dollar was weak overnight. It opened at 1.49 and is currently 1.48.75. Within the EMS, the Irish pound is said to be a shade weaker. On Wall Street overnight, the Dow Jones average closed up 5.42 at 854.45. Stock prices closed higher in fairly active trading. Analysts said investors were encouraged by the market's ability to absorb the escalation of hostilities in the Falklands. They were also impressed that the market managed to hold its own for the past 2 days, despite rising interest rates and the Falklands crisis. At midday, the FT index was down 8 exactly at 576.2. And that's the Nova Financial Report, courtesy of the International Department of the Ulster Bank.
And finally, a brief summary of the weather. The forecast is the same for all areas this afternoon. Sunshine and scattered showers, with temperatures reaching a high of just 10 degrees.
Thank you, Sybil. That is the Nova World News summary at 11 minutes past 1. Good afternoon.
Radio Nova.
When you want a cool, refreshing lager, that's alcohol-free. A full of flavor drink, the slow and chattery. When you want real satisfaction from a drink that's good for you.
Mousse. When you want a real drink, but without the alcohol, what do you say? You say Mousse Cold.
Why do you say Mousse?
If you thought Malta was far beyond your reach, you're wrong. Because Stevens Green Travel have taken £75 off all Malta apartment holidays, with 50% reduction for all children. And that's not all. How about a family package rate of only £876, extras not included, for 2 adults and 2 or 3 children during June, July or August? That's a fantastic bargain. So don't miss out on Malta. Phone Stevens Green Travel at 717976.
Apollo 1 discount countdown continues.
2, 1, 0. It's a summertime sensation at Apollo 1, where we have 50,000 pairs of big brand-name sunglasses. Polaroid and Foster Grand shades were $10.95, now $1.95. Sophisticated reactor light glasses reduced from $12.95 to $5.95. And our most spectacular offer, polarized glasses at an unbelievable 99 pence per pair. Better buy your shades before you go away at the Apollo 1 Discount Superstore, 57 Moore Street.
Where the discount countdown continues 7 days a week.
Windsor Car Auctions, Bluebell Avenue, Nace Road in Chicor. Auction today, 6:30 p.m. Sell your car today and save 25% on all fees. Entries accepted now and all during the auction. Come up now and sell your car today for cash. Sell at your price. Prompt payment, HP account cleared. Over 15,000 cars auctioned annually. Turn your car into cash at Windsor Car Auctions, Bluebell Avenue, Nace Road in Chicor. Phone 516-877. Got that? 516-877.
Clutter-free, Nova 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
You can see what sort of mood I'm in today, can't you? 1:15 at the time. Thank you to Ken and also to Sybil for a wonderfully delivered news. They make news at 10 look like, I don't know. Do you remember the flower pot, men? Here's Key Largo, Buddy Higgins.
Wrapped around each other, first cold winter together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old leaves falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero, and you were my leading lady. We had it all. Can't you remember? We played all the parts. That sweet scene of surrender. When you gave me your heart. Please say you will. Play it again. 'Cause I love you still. We had it all.
be found in some back alley dead. You're telling me that you can't stop, no, you can't change. You're caught up in that web. Instead of running, it's time to face up to those forgotten feelings inside your head. You gotta keep fighting for your life. Don't you ever give in.
That's a brilliant band called The Little River Band from Australia, and that's Don't Let the Needle Win. I hope you listened to the words of that and took note. Right, got to say hello to Mossy and to Bren and to Smiler. This is Dire Straits. Nova, 88 FM, playing your favourites 24 hours a day. I'm Tony, sitting in for Andy, who's not too well today. Did you know Casey Kasem should have been a train driver?
Making movies on location. She don't know. truck, straight ahead. Got a whole world in the city, yeah. Kenny, too long, no, no. She got a whole world in the city. The city's been so rude to her. She is a lonely man sailing through the crowd.
For Mossy and Brennan Smiler of Malachy Spain's Tyre Centre and the Saloon Organ Industrial Estate. I was supposed to play Romeo and Juliet, but I kind of got the wrong track. And Eddie says, hello, how are you? I understand that you have great fun up there. If I had a car, I'd come up and see you. Apparently, you're out of your brains all day. Sounds a bit like me. 28 minutes past one.
You get a great deal on a magic bus.
The magic bus is the cheapest way to Europe. Paris only £65 return.
Get a great deal on a magic bus.
Hamburg £92 return. Frankfurt £89 return. Munich £100 return.
You get a great deal on a magic bus.
Rotterdam, The Hague, and Amsterdam by magic bus only £66 return.
You get a great deal on a magic bus.
The magic bus, 24 Angel Street, Dublin. Telephone 752975. No hassle, no fuss. Go with a magic bus.
You get a great deal on a magic bus.
If you use dry transfer lettering, you should use Rapidite. Rapidite is made in Dublin by Rapidite Services in Lad Lane, Dublin 2. Rapidite will make sheets of your own symbols immediately on receipt of your order, and you don't have to order any minimum quantity. Rapidite is so much cheaper than any of the imported alternatives. Any typeface, any size can be made in color as well as in black and white, or in reverse for sign making or die line drawing. Rapidite also make personalized car plates. Call Rapidite right away at 766-828, or you'll be welcome at the Rapidite offices, 4A, Lad Lane, Dublin 2.
This summer, Hickey's can help you create bright new fashion ideas with a whole new generation of cool, colorful fashion fabrics. Fabrics and accessories from Hickey's. Everything you need to dress yourself and your family beautifully this summer.
And remember, Hickey's have a magnificent selection of curtain fabrics too.
Hickey's, now open downstairs in Penny's Mary Street.
Make it beautiful, make it right, make it with fabric from Hickey's.
Toast the outside new
savory toast from Findus. Findus savory toasts are new, so toddle along and see if they're in your shop yet. What are they? Golden toast sandwiches with sealed edges to keep the filling in, piping hot ham and cheese, or tasty minced beef. Delicious.
Tasty inside, toasty outside new savory.
From Dublin, this is Radio Nova, and I'm Bill Stevens from KUTE Radio, Los Angeles, California. Next time you're in Los Angeles, check us out for the best music on the West Coast.
We walking wounded and the living dead. Never been this hot and I've never been so bored and breathing it just so fun anymore. Then I saw you like a summer dream and you're the answer to every prayer that I ever said. Ooh, I saw you like a summer dream and you're the answer to every prayer that I ever said. Racing like a runaway horse. The subways are sizzling and the skin of the streets is gleaming with sweat. I see you sitting on the steps outside and you were looking so restless and reckless and lost. I think it's time for you to come inside. I'll be waiting here with something that you'll never forget. I think it's time for you to come inside. I'll be waiting here with something that you'll never forget.
Simon from his album released last year called Bad for Good. That's out of the frying pan into the fire. Lots of madness like that on the new program starting Saturday night called Stick in Your Luck Hole. Talking of madness and lunacy tonight in the Wednesday Report, They'll be looking at the spring show at the RDS, which will be great fun. That's all with Linda Conway tonight after the 7 o'clock World Report here on Nova 88 FM.
Do hey. I bathe this guy?
Kelly, what do you know now about fashion?
Oh, if it's about the warehouse job, I'm saying nothing.
No, Kelly, it's about these outfits in the fashion competition, you know.
Oh, you're practicing for the Sunday Press fashion competition this coming Sunday, where the prize is £2,500 with the double glazing and loft or cavity wall insulation.
From T.J. Lawler Windows, eh?
And cape insulation. Sure, I'll help you, Inspector. I'm very lucky.
I know, Kelly, I know. But tell me more now about this warehouse job.
Do us a favor.
T.J. Lawler Windows and Cape Insulation. For a unique deal in home insulation, see the Sunday Press this coming Sunday or phone 801-981 and order your free brochure.
I've pounded the road from coast to coast, Yorkie and me rolling on. 'Cause a long day's run can be short on fun without your key to help me along. Good, rich and thick, a milk chocolate brick, each bite a chunky big mouthful. Your key's the shape that real milk chocolate ought to be. So when I steal that big old mill, there's plenty more in store for me from that chunky bar of mine.
Your key. The ultimate in milk chocolate from Roundtree Macintosh.
The Eamon Andrews Organization invites you to a night out at the luxurious Television Club Ballroom, where all the top attractions play. Wine, dine, and dance at Ireland's loveliest ballroom. You'll meet the nicest people.
Canaries. 1 week from £239, 2 weeks from £259. It's all in our brochure.
Dixon Holidays. Put the sunshine in your life.
Oh, hi, it's me again, Cupid Love, Miss Nova 1982. I just received my bunch of roses and bottle of bubbly from Andy's Sunday program. It's so horticultural. Anyway, he's giving it away between 11 and 12 every Sunday morning. You know, the champagne. And all you have to do is write your birthday request on a postcard to Andy at Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. And you can win the chance to pop your cork. Believe me, it's quite an experience.
Clutter-free.
Thank you.
write it in an attic. Babe, I'm an addict now. An addict for your love. I was a street boy, and you was my best toy. Found it easy to annoy you, different from the rest. And I loved you all the wrong way.
Gerbert's lad, what's his name, Adrian, of that ilk. That's about it for me, sitting in for Andy this afternoon. Hopefully Andy will be better tomorrow, and he'll be back to see you, all right? Stand by for birthday boy John Cotton. It's his birthday today. He's 98. And he'll be sticking with you from 2 till 6. Of course, at 6 o'clock, we've got Jason Main. And at 7 o'clock, we have the news. After news at 7, of course, we've the Wednesday report. Tonight, Linda Conway will be looking at the RDS Super Show, or Spring Show, all right? Stay tuned to Nova. See ya.
nightclub in the new look Marley Park Hotel, Grange Road, Rathfarnham. Marley's nightclub is open Thursday to Sunday.
Smart girls stay one step ahead when they buy clothes from 3 a.m. 3 a.m. Ilex Center and Irish Life Now, where you can buy stonewashed stretch denim jeans for only $16.95, tops from $3.95, and jackets from $9.95. Top quality fashions of better value right across the range at 3 a.m. One step ahead of the rest in the Ilex Center and Irish Life Now.
Smart girls stay one step ahead when they buy clothes from 3 a.m.
Auctions, Bluebell Avenue, Nace Road in Chicor. Auction today, 6:30 p.m. Sell your car today and save 25% on all fees. Entries accepted now and all during the auction. Come up now and sell your car today for cash. Sell at your price. Prompt payment, HP account cleared. Over 15,000 cars auctioned annually. Turn your car into cash at Windsor Car Auctions, Bluebell Avenue, Nace Road in Chicor. Phone 516-877. Got that? 516-877.
Oh, give me a hand there, will you? Oh, there.
What is it?
Oh, just 30 islands, a couple of thousand beaches, several amazing sunsets, four airports, a couple of hundred bars, restaurants, steamy discotheques, hotels, inns, tavernas, pensions, oh, and a couple of bottles of suntan lotion.
He's not joking either. It's the 1982 Club Travel Brochure.
All you ever wanted to know about Greece and what goes on there in one magnificent volume. Speed along to Club Travel or your travel agent for your copy. Free.
Go.
Club Travel.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 8:46 a.m., 88 FM in stereo, this is Radio Nova, where it's 2 o'clock.
Nova News with Sybil Fennell. Good afternoon. In Britain, a cabinet meeting was called just under 2 hours ago to discuss the latest military and diplomatic developments in the Falklands crisis. The meeting comes less than 24 hours after it was announced that the HMS Sheffield had been struck by an Argentine missile with the loss of at least 30 lives. So far, it's reported that 87 of the crew members' families have been notified that a relative has either died, has been wounded, or is still missing following yesterday's attack. A Harrier jump jet pilot also died in a separate incident yesterday. Many of the survivors from the HMS Sheffield have been seriously injured. The British Defence Secretary, Mr. John Knott, is to make a full statement in the House of Commons this afternoon. The HMS Sheffield is reported to be still afloat, but it's likely that she'll be sunk rather than salvaged. Argentina has confirmed that the attack on the Sheffield was carried out by three French-built fighter bombers armed with Exocet missiles. They've also claimed that a second vessel was hit and that two other Sea Harriers had been shot down, but this has not been verified from London. The Argentine authorities also say that about 750 men have now been rescued after the sinking of the cruiser General Belgrano, after it was torpedoed by Britain last Sunday. The search for other survivors is said to be continuing. Pope John Paul prayed today for the success of United Nations efforts to find a peaceful solution to the conflict in the Falklands. At his weekly general audience, he also asked for prayers for the victims. Back home in the Dáil, the Taoiseach has warned that it may be necessary to impose extra taxation if additional expenditure for essential purposes can't be met from spending cuts elsewhere. Mr. Hawhey stressed that the government intended to adhere to its targets for both the budget deficit and for borrowing through the control of public finances. He described tax equity as the central issue. And Mr. Hawhey said that PRSI contributions now represented direct taxation and said that they'd have to be taken into account in any restructuring of the tax system. Legislation to tighten the voting laws is to be introduced in the Dáil next Tuesday. A bill was circulated to Dáil deputies this morning. Under the new bill, it will be an offence for a person to apply for a ballot paper in someone else's name or to seek a second ballot paper in the same election under his or her own name. With the agreement of all parties, the bill is likely to become law before the Dublin West by-election is held on May the 25th. And there's been a warning that many more Irish firms will go out of business. The warning was given at a Dublin seminar by an accountant, Mr. Hugh Cooper. Business confidence here is deteriorating rapidly, said Mr. Cooper, and further closures are inevitable. The main reason for this decline, he said, was that Irish wages were approaching those of other European countries, whilst productivity was not. Four Palestinian youths were killed this morning in the Israeli-occupied West Bank when a mine they were handling exploded. The incident happened near the town of Yanin, and two youths were injured in a Gaza Strip following disturbances there. Finally, the weather outlook. The forecast is the same for all areas this afternoon. Sunshine and scattered showers with temperatures reaching a high of just 10 degrees. That's the Nova News and Weather with the time just coming up to 3.5 minutes past two.
Radio Nova.
John Clark plays you.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine.
I'm
Stuff. Three Dog Night and Joy to the World, and there Tina Turner. And a ball of confusion. It's a good Wednesday afternoon to you. We hope you feel fit and fine, as all the comical disc jockeys say. And I expect my voice to break by about 3:30. Right, we're bopping till we drop. At least until 7. Here's Ry Cooder.
Little sister watching TV. Thank you.
Imagination on Radio Nova and Tell Me Do You Want My Love. May the 5th and a 1952 school television starts in Britain, and Karl Marx was born in Germany in 1819, and he was quoted with a little quote: "The rich will do anything for the poor, but get off their what sides?"
Electro-vision.
Leading stockists in TV, video, and hi-fi.
Electro-vision.
Their video club brings the cinema to your home with all the latest titles in Betamax and VHS. Now listen to this fantastic special offer for a limited period only.
Electro-vision.
We'll give you 6 months free rental on a brand new TV and Video Club Life membership with every new video purchase at Electro-vision.
Electro-vision.
Tomorrow's technology in TV and rack systems such as Sony, Nordmende, Ferguson, Telefunken, Hitachi, and at yesterday's prices. Electro-vision, Tower Road, Llandorkin, and Main Street, Leixlip. Phone 517-856. 517-856. 517-856.
Choosing a restaurant, is it difficult? But then maybe you'd like to try something really different for a change, and at the same time, very reasonably priced. The Bellevue Restaurant, newly opened in Upper Pembroke Street, beside the Grey Door, invites you to see the difference for yourself. You can wine and dine in pleasant, relaxed surroundings, and choose from our specialized steaks menu from as little as £12 for two. So for that something really different, why not try the Bellevue Restaurant, 23 Upper Pembroke Street,